Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, hello. I am the one and only Dr. Shawande Mustakeem, and I'm coming on to empower, empower, empower. You saw it, you heard it, 8 power tools to activate your new year for 2023 and far beyond. How about them apples? Where and how can we go to the next level? What we've been doing, it's working. But what happens if and when we decide I want to go to a high level? Now, see, I could have said 8 tools to activate your new year, but I was very intentional. 8 power tools. And we know, yes, power tools are powerful, but power tools cut through even more to, or I should say this, that they enable and activate those legacies that can help you to go further on the pathway. So again, I have 8, and those who know, I like to give you a little bit more where and how I can. So all right, let's just jump into it. Where are we? You know what? We're going to start basic. Right now, I got to say, there are a multitude of ways of finding your voice. And then where we want to start on the basic level, you got to find the right headset. If you want to be mobile in your conversations, now again, this could be wireless, whatever that you do, I'll tell you that now I have been experiencing 2 different versions, and here's how. So one headset I bought that is, you know, supposed to be in, that everybody must have, Plantronics Black Wire, $62. And I thought, my goodness, this price has skyrocketed over the years. And yet it works. It's been wonderful. It's almost like being an operator. You know, pretty basic. But again, we want a headset that allows for a good mic and then where you can hear. Then the upgrade came when I tried, and they are working quite well, the Sennheiser gaming headset. What? And over the holidays, I guess I got it on sale because it was like $23. Those things I would have thought were $100, especially compared to the Plantronics. So the whole thing that I'm starting with, again, we're talking 8 power tools to activate your new year 2023. And we're starting off to say, as you, if you, when you want to find your voice, start with a good headset. And think about, there are different versions. Do you want to have the full immersion, almost like where you don't hear much beyond you, and or where, you know, you have the lighter flow because some can be heavier than others. So, hey, get a good headset, whatever will work for you, and however that you want to amplify your voice, we should also have the opportunity to be mobile. So, all right, let's keep it moving. Since we are, again, thinking basic, there is PowerPoint. And then there is sort of the integration of different platforms like Zoom. So let's even go to Zoom. I think we know, we can all agree that during the pandemic, Zoom took off, and a lot of us are still trying to figure out, are we still on that Zoom, or is it too much? I got to say, years later, I am now convinced that everyone should have their own Zoom account if you are interested beyond your job in being able to communicate with the world. I mean, it's been priceless in a whole other way to have my own separate Zoom account outside of work where I'm able to set up meditations. I'm able to set up just different sessions and consultations in another way, as well as setting me up for the YouTube channel. Yes, many people will assume that I'm going to come on here and talk about YouTube and Twitter and Instagram. I sure am not. You're going to get 8 other very powerful tools, okay? So again, we've started off that, get you a good headset. Next, sure, think about, if you really want to have your voice across the multiverses, Zoom might be useful in that way. Now, that said, moving on to the third power tool may seem simple. Everyone should begin to integrate Google Slides wherever that you can. If you didn't know about it, go learn it, because that will also help you on Zoom and also on YouTube. You would be surprised. I mean, you can have a slideshow. You can have one slide that has all of the information for the title and the email and all the different colors and the fonts. Really learn Google Slides and learn how to do it on your phone and on a computer. Whoop, whoop, there it is. Again, when we can be mobile, that is where we are being future thinking in all of what we are doing. So, again, get you a good headset. Think about your own Zoom account. Get up on those Google Slides. The next thing, since we're on this Google train for the moment, this right here, I know that I brought it up before, and I'm going to emphasize, I'm going to bold it, I'm going to underline it. If you want to take your productivity to the next level as a human, yes, we are hearing that AI is going to outdo all of us. Okay, yeah, whatever. Here I am trying to figure out the powerful ways for me to be here well beyond my being on this planet. That's it. Voice typing is a game changer. I mean it. You just go into Google and then you hit voice record, voice type in, boop, boop, boop. There it is. I have written so many papers so quickly just by talking. And here I am right now empowering us to find our voice and use our voice. And imagine if you had that open. And then we begin to see all this beautiful typing that, yes, the modern future will type what it hears. So that has upgraded for me in a lot of ways because the software has gotten better over time. So as we use it, as we become more familiar, then all of a sudden we can bust out chapters, we can bust out books. Hey, get with it. All right, so let's go on to this fifth power tool. Again, we are talking eight power tools to activate your new year in massive ways in 2023. Okay, so we're going to move on to another platform. You know, we're moving across many platforms. So everyone is catching me on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, 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 here's a whole other platform that we may know and we may not. Now, what I want to emphasize next is that it's been interesting to coexist in a multitude of platforms. So where there is Blog Talk Radio, in my world, there is also Anchor. I got to tell you, both are powerful. Blog Talk Radio, yep, 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 been doing it for years. Here we go. And Anchor, the same way, just a bit more high tech in some other very easy ways to broadcast your voice. That's what's happening right now. Again, we're talking legacy making and how you can activate your new power as you share with the world and far into the multiverses. So again, Anchor has been cool. What I would encourage is find you a good image, have some things to talk about, show up regularly, and show up on your terms in whatever way that you want, and you never know. You may end up getting a following. I can't play it down because I got to play it all the way up. Again, we're looking forward in the ways of legacy. We're trying to really move the needle, move the conversation. What can that look like? And so thus far, we have talked through several power tools, and we're not there yet. Again, we're going to be talking to eight power tools. But thus far, we've gone over, get yourself a good headset. We talked about Zoom, Google Slides, voice typing, Anchor. And now I want to go to, so we've already moved on through. That's like a good five. Yeah, 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 yeah. So the next thing that I really see as a power tool that I've just quietly found value in, and I will say for some academics, oh, well, you know, we don't have time. But then politicians have time, and other people who want to have an influence in a variety of platforms, they make time for Medium. I know that it's trending and people are talking about it and it's been there. And then it's even more about it being the easiest, and it is a beautiful space to be able to write, to be able to blog. So at one point, I was busting out like 3 or 4 blogs a day. And it was interesting over time to look at the algorithms. The more you're there, the more people will show up and want more. And then the more that I wrote, the more that I read, the more that I read, the more that I read, the more that I wrote. Woo, woo, woo. Which then brings me to our seventh point. From Medium, We go to Quora, Q-U-O-R-A. I learned about Quora because of Medium. What I did not expect is that this one article that was just a tip among many others about why Quora, and it empowered me about it's not just why Quora, it is about how Quora can be useful. And let me tell you, 7 years later, wow, yeah, I guess they weren't lying. Quora is a powerhouse. You just go answer questions. Now, in answering questions, I will admit, you do have to think about what is the end goal. Do you just want to sort of swoop on in and be there and a part of the conversation? Or would you like to market something, maybe your book, maybe a website, or maybe you're even trying to, like, grow your email? You can do that in the easiest of ways. So my formula, let me tell you, it took me a minute. I can't say I wish I knew then what I knew now, because it's important for me to know now, and I need it to evolve as we do with all the platforms. So again, we're talking about Quora right now, among the 8 power tools to activate your new year in 2023. And with Quora, I just will go and answer about 3 questions. Now, that's what I do, barely, because it has to be questions that move me, that I think are kind of quirky or interesting, because I know a little bit about a whole lot. And so I have a diversity of responses. I am able to be my authentic self there. And in doing so, I am now inching quite close to almost 600,000 views on my question, and many questions over the years. I will say this. I've only, quote, answered 300-something questions. And through those questions, which have a different number of views per answer, it has now moved me to almost 600,000 views. That's more than any other platform and almost all of them combined that I've been using, or, you know, just over the years evolving and learning. So that means now I'm averaging about 9,000 views per answer, like per month. That's incredible, or I should say 9,000 views per month. I mean, come on. That's power all the way. And then it's even more power when you get people contacting you, where all of a sudden you're seen as an expert just by doing something, quote, unquote, so simple as answering questions. So, again, I'm emphasizing Bolden, boxing, putting some extra colors. You might want to get on Quora. And I invite you to go look up Shawanda Mosterking, Dr. Mosterking. Again, you may see a multitude of answers that I have done my best to empower because I know about a lot. And we all should stand in our truth of knowingness and share with the world. So again, we've gone over 7 power tools thus far, and we got, well, perhaps one more. And I got to tell you, it's because I am one who is all about my cozy. I need my comfort. I want to be comfortable when I'm doing whatever I'm doing. I love what I do, and I want to be comfortable. And the pandemic made me really go find my cozy all over again. And I got to say, when we can find our comfort, that's power. That is an activator button. And I'm laughing because I feel like some other people would overlook this superpower tool. But, there are different versions. But what I've gotten into lately that all of a sudden I'm just taking off and productive beyond belief is a wearable blanket. What? Say what? A wearable blanket. Now, mind you, I'm not talking about the kind that you can't close all the way, but where it was made for you to wear. And it must be hooded. Now, there are different versions, I know, because I need diversity. So you could get plaid, you could get solid, and you could even get the kiddo colors, rainbows, lollipops, cats, whatever that it may be. But you better get on that wearable blanket. I mean, my writing taking off. I could sit on the couch cozy, wrapped up, and comfort. That is called power. So see, that encompasses the 8 power tools to activate your new year. And we're going to go back over them. And I got a bonus for you. Of course I'm going to have more than 8, but let's go back over the 8. And then we're going to sort of begin and end and all that sort of stuff with just a little bonus for us, just to keep in mind, where else can we go? Where else can we activate our power? So again, we said, get yourself a good headset. Do your research. Think about how you are, how you want to be, how you want to hear, and how you want to interact with the global world. Get yourself a good headset. Think about a good Zoom account, not even just a good Zoom account. Whatever. You want a Zoom account, do it. Again, you want to spread your words, spread your wings. Again, we're starting over. You get yourself a headset. Consider getting a Zoom account. Really think about if you want a podcast and a variety of other ways. You could do Blog Talk Radio, and you also could think about, I encourage folks to look into Anchor. Woo! Yes. We also talked about Google Slides. Maybe go refresh your memory. It's useful in so many different ways that can set you up for a multitude of other platforms. Get on that voice typing. Oh, my gosh, I can't say it enough. Life-changing. Again. Now we're moving in. Next point was Medium, medium.com. It's just been years of I know what I'm going to get, and it's just great that I can share on that platform. I'm blogging in a variety of other ways, but Medium has just, like, just been a cool site. And then Quora with a Q-U-O-R-A. Get on it, get on it. You can go ahead and get you 10,000 views on your answers per month. Imagine that. That is just awesome. Okay? So then the other unexpected and the final one is, again, our 8th power tool is the wearable blanket. And they are different brands, different colors. Get it wherever that you can, you know, find you a wearable blanket. I tend to find mine online. And again, you can either get plaid or solid color or the kit out colors. So all right, now I want to move to the bonus because there are a couple things as a, again, a bonus on the way out to say there's a couple more things you should think about, where and how you want to take your power and your voice and amplify it to the next level. So the next thing that I want to say, which will surprise some people, but it shouldn't surprise because, hey, I've been doing it all along. When we want to be productive, we also sometimes need to learn or to be open to our expansion by learning through other people. So I would say invest in some sort of course that represents continuing education for yourself so you can upgrade your skill set. If productivity matters to you, if writing matters to you, if cutting grass matters to you, if doing hair, whatever, you know, stay up on where is it going in the future. Like today, I bought a course. There's this blogger that I follow from time to time, and I'm like, I want to take my productivity to the next level. And so I bought a little course. Hey. And I know that this is going to activate me. This is another part of the power tool set that is really coming together for me, and it has been all this time. So the last but definitely not least bonus that I want to encourage is what they call meeting planners. This has been great for me. Now, I have two, one because I like colors, but in it, you have a template that's the same on every page, meeting notes, and in it, you get to think about time, location, attendees, meeting objective, notes, and the action items, as well as the objective for the next meeting. That's where it's at. Let's be organized in our thoughts, where we are. I mean, my ideas are just pouring out over and over and over. It's like a whole other diary of ideas that are just, going to another level. So get thee a meeting planner so you can go into meetings like, hey, look, weeks ago we talked about this. Where are we? Because we said that we wanted to be here and we wanted to be this far in the process. So one other bonus, because I feel like food is another power tool that often is underappreciated that we need to really be up on, another bonus that I got to say is get yourself a good steamer. I just finished having the most amazing meal. And what I had done is I threw in a whole onion, I threw in some fish, and I threw in some Tuscan kale into a steamer, and voila! That dinner was gourmet. It was amazing, full of nutrients in all these ways, and I didn't hardly have to do anything but just sit and watch a little Netflix, watch some Roku. So, yeah, get yourself a good steamer. So, all right, again, today we've been talking, well, 8 power tools to activate, but now you have seen that I have come to illuminate, so I've given you 11 power tools to activate your new year in 2023. Again, get yourself a headset, get into voice typing, think about Google Slides and Anchor and Zoom and Quora and Medium, maybe even think about a wearable blanket. Invest in some sort of course that can upgrade your skill set. Look into a meeting planner and, hey, keep it steamy with a good steamer. All right, now, wherever that you start, the first step is the step towards many more. And I am the one and only Dr. Shawnee Mustakeem, and I'm coming on to do what I love. I love to empower. And today we were doing that. We were talking through how you can take your power to the next level, however, whenever that you want, so that way you can be a multitude of places, and even if you're comfy on your couch. So, all right, again, I will be empowering, and I will be talking to you all soon. All right, now, bye-bye.